When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So today, Jim Zub, at Jim Zub on Twitter, comic book writer, proposed an interesting prompt meant for Twitter discussion, but I thought, in this, it has nothing to do with Art Sound Off, the Art Sound Off challenge, but I thought, when I read it, I was like, I'll take it. That would be an interesting food for thought for a Thunder Punch Daily entry for the Art Sound Off challenge. And it reads as follows. Comic pros, colon. What's your job journey? What jobs did you have before comics? I think this is an interesting prompt, not for any kind of... let me withhold any kind of deep, insightful analysis of the question. I just think it's interesting to hear people's stories, and I think people like to be prompted to tell their stories, right? This is the whole idea of, like, the difference in asking somebody to tell me a story versus tell me a story about your 7th birthday party. And most people have been replying on Twitter, but I thought, I'll do it on Thunder Punch Daily, and I can talk through them, because most people are just taking advantage of the new... what's it called? The character limit increase on Twitter. Right? So you can put a nice big long list in there. I went through, to the best of my knowledge, this is my job journey between when I first started working for money to working in comics for money. Although, little weird because I had a lot of little gigs along the way throughout this journey, but they were by no means steady enough or well-paying enough I guess they were part-time jobs though, right? All right, let's just go through and see what we got here. I started working actually when I was, I think, like 14 or 15 years old. Actually, no, I take it back. Yeah, 14. My parents owned a video rental store when I was a kid. You know, for those who are under the age of 30, if you're listening to this, you've heard of Blockbuster, right? We used to, before there was the internet, before we could stream films, we would rent VHS tapes. You've probably seen Stranger Things or something, right? They also owned a deli at that time, and so my, you know, junior high and early high school years was spent working in a video rental store after school or making sandwiches. After that, while I was still in high school, for a while I worked at Burger King, making hamburgers. I worked on the weekends, and I worked Whopper Sundays where we had to make Whoppers in 9 seconds or less. After that, I did a short stint at a restaurant called Big Boy. Those in the west coast of the United States know it as Bob's Big Boy, I think. I was a dishwasher slash bus boy. Cleaned up tables and washed dishes. Worked in gas stations for a little while, like just being a cashier in the graveyard shift. And one of the reasons I liked that was because it was not very busy, and after I got all my cleaning done, I could actually draw comics. And then I think after that I worked at the Meijer shoe department. Meijer is, for those who don't live in the Midwest, it's a big box store like Walmart, but it's very much confined to the Midwest. It started in Michigan. I didn't work there very long though. I remember somehow I was living on, I think I made $75 a week on that, and I had an apartment. I don't know how I made that work in retrospect. So that led to my next job, which was where I worked as a blackjack and poker dealer at a local casino. And I did that for a couple of years. And strangely enough, as much as I disliked the job in principle and in just the environment, I didn't like being around gambling a lot, as it turns out. I was really good at it. I was really good at dealing blackjack, but... That pride didn't carry me through and make me enjoy it very much. And to this day, I mean, it cured me. If ever I was in danger of having a gambling problem, that working at a casino cured me of that. When I was at the American Library Association conference a few years ago in Las Vegas, in order to get to some of the events, you had to walk through casinos because there's casinos everywhere. It's Las Vegas. And just hearing those slot machines just gave me, chills. Not the good kind. After that, I worked at a radio station for a short time. My whole job was to read the weather and pipe in satellite feeds. So, like, at the top of the hour, I'd turn down, like, the satellite feed and, like, play the local spots. And then after 15 minutes, turn back on the satellite feed. And then I, every once in a while, like I said, I had to read the weather. And I also, one of the fun parts of the job And this is when I was a little kid. I used to practice talking like John Machida, the guy who played the Micro Machine Man, because for some reason I thought it was fascinating to be able to talk really fast, which is one of those useless things that, like, you know, it doesn't earn you any respect points in high school. Like, nobody's like, no potential dates were like, what a man, he could talk fast. But so I never really thought of it as any kind of like valuable skill that I acquired. But when I worked at that radio station, for a very short time, I got to do the readings of the terms and conditions at the end of different car dealership ads or other kinds of business ads. You've heard them if you've listened to the radio, at least in the United States, right? There's somebody who talks super, super fast and fits 3 minutes worth of content into about a minute and a half at the end of an ad. I got to do that, and I was pretty good at it. After that, I went to go work at a local newspaper as a graphic designer. This would be like 95 in that neighborhood. And this would be about the time when I was like self-publishing my own mini comics and self-published my first professional comic that was, you know, professional. I've self-published it, and it was carried through distribution channels, right? Carried to comic stores and stuff. My other part-time job was being a comic book artist at this time. But it was, again, it wasn't paying the bills. So I don't know if I can really call that as part of my journey in terms of putting an order. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just going to keep going. While I was working at the newspaper, I also did a side gig at a real estate magazine doing graphic design. That's what I did at the newspaper. I did the graphic design for like weekly circulars, you know, coupons with like for pizza, that kind of stuff. Same thing at the real estate magazine. I helped put together a magazine where it was just grids of houses. Call today. That wasn't enough to pay the bills to save up to move. My fiance at the time, now my wife, decided we wanted to move to go to another state to go to school. So I went back to being a blackjack dealer for a couple years to save up money, because it turns out that was the best paying gig in town. So that appears again on my resume. And then funny enough, once I quit that job to move, the first job I got in our new state was I got a job at a real estate magazine. So once again, I found myself doing grids of houses as a corporate graphic designer on the 20th floor of this building overlooking the desert. It was pretty cool. And then my last regular full-time day job, quote unquote, was I was the corporate graphic designer at a managed healthcare company. So like I was the dude to put together like pamphlets and signage for trade shows and stuff like that. It was the first time I had my own office, which was kind of neat. But it was also, you know, it had its own stresses. And then at this time also, I started working as a freelance artist. And I think this is a story I've told in the past that, like, I wound up landing my first freelance gig just because there was, when I worked at a real estate magazine a few years before, one of the real estate agents who came into my office to go over his ad with me was really taken with how much I seemed to care about, you know, making something that helped his business. And so he stuck around and talked with me a little bit about what I wanted to do with the rest of my career. I was only like 25 at the time. And I told him the truth. I want to be a comic book artist. And I want to be an illustrator. And so when my job at the real estate magazine went away, they actually laid us off because they were closing up offices. That real estate agent reached out to me and said, hey, you know what? My dad owns an ad agency. Send him your stuff. I'll tell him what a good job you did for me. And this is one of those things where it's like, there's no way I could have planned for that. There's no way I could have said like, oh, well, clearly if I'm just like a really good employee and try to do a good job, more connections are going to happen. Maybe, but nothing like that. Because that's really what kicked off my freelance illustration career. So for the next year or two, while I was working as a corporate graphic designer, I was also working almost full time as a freelance illustrator and trying to get that business going. Also at this time I was becoming a webcomic creator. So 2002, it was when I decided I'm going to make my first webcomic. It was in December of 2002. And so early 2003, February of 2003 was when I posted my first webcomic. I remember very clearly it was the same month that Derek Kirk Kim's Same Difference serialization ended on his website. What was the website back then? I think it was lowbright.com, I want to say. I don't know if that's still his website anymore. Anyway, and so like the freelance artist leads me to now where I am a comic book artist slash teaching artist, the title I use all the time. Because then, yes, let's see. 2007, 10 years ago, I started teaching. I guess I should add podcaster in there too, huh? So it goes freelance artist to comic book artist / teaching artist / podcaster. All those things are things that bring income into my life. So there you go. There's that journey. I guess I baked the takeaway in there after all with that little story about how I got started in freelance illustration. I didn't think there was going to be one. That I really thought I was going to do this thing where I was just going to list stuff and let the takeaway be whatever it wants to be. So I guess I will, you can follow up on Twitter with what's your journey. I'll link to Jim Sub's original post. You can share your job journey. I've been Jersey Drozd, cartoonist and teaching artist, boulderandfleet.com, Jersey on Twitter, Jersey Drozd on Instagram, part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com, doing an audio accompaniment to the work that I'm doing every day for the month of November. And I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember everybody.
There are times when everybody dreams of becoming very rich or powerful, but what they don't think about are the problems and responsibilities that go with it. In today's story, He-Man was tested, and he proved his worth when he was able to resist the temptation to use his great power for any selfish gain. He knew that it's just as important to know when not to use force as it is to know when to use it.